Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Scott Ulger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Castano moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Ward chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Washington. Washington fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Washington. Baines goes all the way around to score. Luzinski moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz strikes out. Two outs. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger takes first base on ball four. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive towards third. Law reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Baines moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Teufel is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ulger hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Law reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a line drive towards first. Ulger catches it and steps on first to double up Cruz. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive off the glove of Law, and into shallow left field. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Teufel hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Koontz hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Lysander now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Nyman pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is hit by the pitch. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lysander fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lysander. Nyman moves to third. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nyman tags and scores. Cruz tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Baines reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. Parsons goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luzinski is walked intentionally. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Greg Walker. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Luzinski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ulger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Casey Parsons now playing center field. Tom Paciorek now playing first base. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Dave Engel pinch hits for Rusty Kuntz. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Bush moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Darryl Brown pinch runs for Dave Engel. Juan Agosto now pitching. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Scott Ulger. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Gary Gaetti pinch hits for Ron Washington. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Smith now catching. Darryl Brown now playing center field. Kent Harbeck now playing first base. Houston Jimenez now playing shortstop. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parsons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Ron Davis now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Parsons moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jimenez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orick scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Parsons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher moves to third. Two outs. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's Twins, 6, White Sox, 6. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Patchy Orick takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patchy Orick moves to second. Mike Squires pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Patchy Orick scores. Kittle moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.